This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Goal Getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com, and in these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time. So we're thinking one actionable thing that you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice self-care. And with me today is a fellow podcaster, new to the podcasting scene with content for another day. It's Julia Lynch.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here, Julia. What's good?
Everything is good. I feel like now that I'm in the podcasting game, it's everywhere. So it's a lot of fun now to be on someone else's podcast after launching our own. I'm happy to be here. Day three of quarantine here. I guess I maybe shouldn't call it quarantine yet, of social distancing.
I like the branding of social distancing better.
Yeah, there's like a positivity to it that's like proactive and like generous. Defining a new normal as we speak.
And speaking of a new normal, tell me what daily goal you are adding to your new normal routine right now.
Yes. For me, it's kind of two-part, but I will say it is time blocking. So it's something I actually read about a few months back. Kate Lemaire, I think, brought it back to my attention. It's this whole concept around giving yourself a set of like minutes, or I guess a set of time to do a specific task. So I started implementing it a few weeks ago for things like cleaning my kitchen or like folding my laundry. And I would just dilly dally, or I would like start it and then I check my phone and go back and forth. And so I found that by giving myself almost like a competition of like, can I do all of this in 15 minutes? And then hitting go, it actually kept me on task. I didn't want to get distracted. And now that I'm at home with so much freedom to do all of my work, I found that time blocking has been really helpful to stay focused for work and then find some extra pockets of time to do things like work on my podcast, work on a blog post. So the time blocking thing now is actually letting me balance my personal tasks with my corporate tasks while working at home.
And you have a couple of side hustles right now. So I bet that time blocking sort of helps add a little bit of a schedule to your day where you're able to schedule like real work and then side work and kind of like find the right balance between those two.
Yeah, entirely. So one thing that I've been trying to build is more of a blogging presence. I kind of in collaboration with The Sweat Life started writing more, and with that came an interest to do it even more than that. And so if I start working on a blog post in the middle of the workday and I don't give myself any boundaries, I'll like realize it's been 3 hours and I'm like doing research for five different blog posts and haven't actually checked my email to respond to my customers in hours. And so by giving myself these blocks of time where it's like, okay, I did all I need to do. I cleared my inbox. My customer meetings aren't starting for another 2 hours. I'm going to give myself 40 minutes to work on a specific blog post. And it really just has helped with efficiency. It forces me to actually stay focused on that task versus going down like a rabbit hole on Google or as I'm writing. So it's been really effective in that regard.
And are you also blocking off time for like non-work and non-passion project tasks, like to work out or like morning routine, winding down, or like any social thing? I know social is like kind of a strange word to use right now, but I know we're doing a lot of like Google Hangouts with friends or FaceTiming. So are you incorporating all of those into your time blocking too?
That's a really good question. I actually would say that I don't know if this makes me like really old school, but like I've been doing my time blocking between like 9 to 5. So it's like like to be at my desk by 9 a.m. working, making sure that I'm focused. And then around 5 o'clock is where I feel like I start to give myself a little bit more leeway. And so I will say that I'm someone who like doesn't love working out in the middle of the day. So like if I, you know, start working out at 12, I feel like I can't get into it because I'm thinking about that 1:30 call that's I need to be prepared for. And so for me, I actually find that time blocking between 9 to 5 is super effective. And then outside of that is where I put all of my like Google Hangouts and my Zoom calls with friends and my FaceTiming and my working out. And so for me, I do kind of have these new goals around, you know, making sure I'm working out or doing something with movement every day and calling at least one friend a day. But I'm less kind of religious, if you will, around time blocking that. And it's more like all of that will happen outside of 9 to 5.
Yeah, I think that makes total sense. I feel like one of the other silver linings of this current circumstance is that like you're giving yourself a little bit more leeway. Like I know that I'm not setting an alarm in the mornings anymore because it's like, well, what's the point? Let myself sleep in a little bit because I've got plenty more time to like do the things that I need to do and like things will get done. So even with the time blocking, it seems like you're able to kind of slow down and like get a little, get all of the good things that you need without overly scheduling yourself.
No, I totally agree. I have been kind of in that weird flux around like setting an alarm. And especially because as I just said, like I will definitely wake up before 9 a.m. And my first day of working from home, I was like, okay, I'm still going to get up and I'm going to work out at 6 a.m. because that's my routine. I want to like stick to that. And then I felt like I worked out at 6 a.m. And then because of that, I started working at 7 a.m. because I was just awake. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't need to like overwhelm myself with all this additional work. So I do feel like this morning I was way more chill about like not actually setting an alarm, getting up when I, you know, felt good. I think I ended up getting up at like 7:40. And I read this morning, worked on some Instagram posts, and then got to work at 9. And my workout this afternoon will be after 5 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. So Julia is recommending time blocking as a way to prioritize all of your work tasks and any side hustles you're doing. And I do want to mention that on asweatlife.com, we have several good articles about time tracking and how it boosts your productivity. We have a couple of interviews with Laura Vanderkam, who's a real expert in that time tracking space. So I'll link to those in the show notes. And Julia, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you so much, Kristen. This was a lot of fun to get to share my tip and hear from you. So have a good one.
All right. And for everyone else, we will see you on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe and cheers to going the distance together.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.